亲爱的朋友弟兄姊妹们，你们好，这里是大卫弟兄，欢迎你们再次收听复兴之声节目。在今天的节目里，我们要继续播放爱德华弥勒牧师一系列讲到圣灵的信息。今天的题目是靠主的灵方能成事，这信息共分作两个部分，这是这信息的第二部分，我们将要来继续的分享。哈利路亚，在这一集里面讲到，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，靠耶和华的灵方能成事。讲到这两个有一个明显的对比，有一个明显的分别。我们人却是喜爱势力，却是喜爱才能，但神却说要靠他的灵，也就是他的爱。哈利路亚，我们常常藐视这样爱的一个能力，但神却是爱，神的灵就是爱的能力，能够征服一切的仇恨，能够征服一切的悖逆，能够融化我们心中的罪恶。哈利路亚，以利亚就是这样发现，不是依靠外面的那样大的能力可以改变一个国家，最后神界的细微的声音显出神的爱来，改变了以利亚整个服事，不再寻求能力。哈利路亚，后来预备了伊丽莎，他的服事真正能够改变了人的心。律法虽然能够辖制我们，能够限制我们，控制我们，但却不能够改变我们的内心。哈利路亚，唯有爱是更高更美更有力量的道。哈利路亚，融化了我们一切的悖逆，而真实是我们心里想要去做，因为神的爱断开了一切律法的锁链。哈利路亚，征服了我们的心，不是一个律法，是神的爱征服了我们。哈利路亚，所以永远不要低估了神爱的能力。哈利路亚，耶稣也借着他的爱，哈利路亚，得胜了又再得胜。哈利路亚，让我们一起来分享。
Prepares our hearts and lifts our faithand our expectations and our hope.
会预备我们的信心，预备我们的心，提升我们的信心跟盼望。
That the Spirit of the Lord might have access to us.
好让主的灵能够进到我们的里面。
Turns our minds away from the things that may be troubling down here.
使我们的心思意念转离那些在这里困扰我们的事情。
From the doubts and the fears and anxieties.
使我们脱离怀疑、惧怕、焦虑。
And begins to focus our heart and mind on the things above.
开始使我们的心思意念都定睛在上面的事情。
Strange as it may seem, praise is not for God, it's for us.
似乎很奇怪的一点就是赞美并不是为了神，是为了我们。
And it is so important.
而且是这么的重要。
That even the angels praise God.
甚至天使都在赞美神。
Not because God needs that praise.
不是因为神需要这个赞美。
He doesn't need you to tell him who he is. He knows that.
神不需要你告诉他说他是谁，他早就知道了。
He doesn't need you or me to tell him how beautiful he is.
他不需要你或是我告诉他说他有多么美。
He knows he's far more beautiful than we know.
他知道他比我们所知道的美要超过的多。
Through the ages to come, he will reveal more and more of his beauty that we don't know yet.
在未来的时代，他会越来越多显明他的美，这是我们现在所不知道的。
God doesn't use our praise.
神不用我们的赞美。
It is for us.
是为了我们的。
And so much it is important for us.
这对我们是这么的重要。
That's important for the angels too.
所以对天使也是很重要的。
And they praise God.
他们赞美神。
And as they do, they keep all the roads of access open unto God.
当他们赞美神的时候，他们就使得到神面前的通道是打开的。
So they are constantly receiving grace and mercy and love.
所以他们就不断地在领受恩典、怜悯跟爱。
And strength from God.
还有从神得着力量。
So it is good to praise God.
所以赞美神是好的。
And I'll tell you a strange thing.
我要告诉你一件很奇怪的事情。
You cannot praise him too much.
你赞美他不会太多。
You can praise him with a loud voice in the wrong time and the wrong place.
你有可能在错误的地方、错误的时候大声地在赞美他。
But you cannot praise him too much.
但是你赞美他不会过多。
Sometimes we think it's like we human, we praise one another to make us feel good.
有时候我们就想说，我们像人一样，彼此赞美，要让对方感觉好一点。
And we give honor to people that deserve honor.
我们就将尊荣归给那些应得尊荣的人。
To help and enlarge their egos.
来帮助扩大他们的自我。
And to reinforce their pride.
而且又加强他们的骄傲。
And to give them good feelings towards you.
让他们对你感觉比较好一点。
But I assure you, God doesn't need that.
但是我跟你担保，神不需要这样子。
But we do.
我们需要的。
We need to praise him.
我们需要赞美他。
And the more we become sincere and knowledgeable in our faith, in our praise,
我们在赞美的时候越诚恳，越知道。
The more beneficial it is to us.
那么这对我们就越有好处。
I wondered for a long time, why did the angels praise God?
有很长一段时间我一直在想为什么天使要赞美神。
Because I know that God is not an egomaniac.
因为我知道神没有自大狂。
He does not feed on our praise.
他不需要用我们的赞美来喂养他。
That comes from the devil's side.
那是从魔鬼那边来的。
That's what the devil feeds on.
魔鬼就是需要用那个来喂养他自己。
But God is too high.
但是神太高了。
Well, why do the angels do it?
为什么天使要赞美呢？
And then I realized.
然后我明白了。
It isn't for God.
这不是为了神。
He doesn't need it at all.
他一点都不需要赞美。
He does not feed on it at all.
他不需要用赞美来喂养他。
But we need it.
而是我们需要的。
Because the natural spirit is all, shall I say, trying to receive, to get.
因为我们自然天生的灵本来就是一直想要去得着，去领受。
What do I get from this?
我能够从这当中得着什么？
I will work for you, but how much will you pay me?
我要为你工作，但是你要付我多少薪水？
I will do you these favors, but now you owe me some.
我要帮你这个忙，但是现在你就欠我了。
But praise is a giving out and receiving nothing.
但是赞美是给出来却没有要得着任何东西。
We praise God just because he is wonderful.
我们赞美神单单因为他是奇妙的。
And because of the wonderful things he's done for us.
因为他已经为我们成就了美好的事情。
If nothing more, it's a polite way to say thank you.
若没有别的，这也是一种很有礼貌的方式来说谢谢你。
Because he's done such wonderful things for us, it's just an ordinary thank you isn't enough.
因为他为我们做了这么美好的事情，但是一个普通的谢谢你不够的。
Thank you, God. Ciao. Bye bye.
神，谢谢你，拜拜了。
That's cheap. That's an insult.
这样子是很廉价的。
Because he's done so much.
因为他做了那么多。
Thank you just isn't enough.
光是谢谢是不够的。
I've seen many occasions.
我看过很多次。
Where one has been privileged to save the life of another.
有人他有这样子的荣幸去救了别人的命。
And through a tragic experience, the man or the woman finally lives because one sacrificed almost their life to save them.
那就是那些人经历了一些很悲剧性的经验，但是终于活下来了，就是有人几乎牺牲了他自己的性命救了他。
But then that person feels under a great obligation to repay the favor that's unrepayable.
但是那个人他就觉得有一种义务想要去偿清别人对他帮的那个忙，而其实那个是没有办法偿还的。
A sense of gratitude that can never be fully expressed.
他有一种感恩的感觉，那种感觉是没有办法，绝对没有办法完全表达的。
And that's why we praise God.
这就是为什么我们赞美神。
Trying to repay a debt we can't pay.
试着要偿还一个我们还不了的债。
But it helps us to feel a little better by trying to express it.
但是当我们试着表达的时候，就会帮助我们感觉好一点。
But the obligation is great.
但是这个义务是很大的。
So we praise God.
所以我们赞美神。
As I said before, I repeat, we cannot praise him too much.
就像我刚才讲过，我要重复说，我们赞美他不会过多。
But we're on the subject of the Holy Spirit here in these services at the present time.
在目前我们讲的主题都是在讲圣灵。
And I want us to go to the book of Zechariah.
我要大家来看撒加利亚书。
And chapter 4.
撒加利亚书第四章。
Verse 6.
第六节。我们来看撒加利亚书第四章第六节，他对我说，这是耶和华指示所罗巴伯的，万军之耶和华说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵方能成事。
Not by might,
不是依靠势力，
nor by power,
不是依靠才能，
but by my spirit,
乃是依靠我的灵。
Now I see there a strange thing,
我在这里看到一件很奇怪的事情。
The prophetZechariah,
先知撒加利亚
has put two things in opposite sides.
他把两样东西放在相反的位置。
Power and might on one side.
他把势力跟才能放在一边。
And the spirit in the opposite on the other side.
而却把圣灵放在相反的一边。
They are not the same.
这两个是不一样的。
And God says, not by one.
神说不是靠这个，
but by the other,
而是靠另外一个。
Not by power and might,
不是依靠势力才能，
but by my spirit,
乃是依靠我的灵。
Now that's a great principle,
这是一个很大的原则。
Because we like power and might,
因为我们喜欢势力才能。
The more power you have in your automobile, the happier you are.
你的车子越有力量，你就越高兴。
The stronger the airplane, the faster you fly.
飞机越强，飞得越快越好。
The stronger the army, the bigger the nation.
军队越强，那么国家就越大。
We admire power, and we admire might.
我们会很钦佩势力才能。
And we want more and more and more of it.
而且我们想要得到越来越多的势力才能。
It's like money, you can never get enough.
就像是钱，你拥有再多的钱都不够。
There never comes a time when a rich man says, I have enough.
一个有钱人绝对不会有说，哦，我这钱够了的这一刻。
We never feel we have enough power.
我们从来就不会觉得我们的能力够了。
One of the richest industries in the world,
世界上最富有的一个工业，
is the industry that sells exercise machines.
就是卖那些健身器材的。
So we can get stronger.
好让我们变得更强壮。
So what is it called? Buns of steel.That's what we want. Strong.
哦，好让我们的身体就变得像钢铁一样的强。
Yes, that's what we want. Strength.
这就是我们想要的，我们想要力量。
And if we had more strength, we could do more.
如果我们有更多的力量，我们就能够做更多的事情。
And so finally we get power hungry, power mad.
所以终于我们就不断地去追求能力。
And that's not just you or me, it's everybody.
这不只是你我，而是每一个人。
We admire power.
我们会钦佩能力。
Our heroes are men of strength.
我们的英雄都是有力量的人。
Generals and heroes of excellent actions and deeds that have overcome.
就是他们是将军，或者说他们是一些英雄，他们胜过了一些事情。
But God says that's not the way.
但是神说他的法则不是这样子的。
He said, "By my spirit," said the Lord.
他说，耶和华说是要靠着我的灵。
We despise the spirit because the spirit of God is a spirit of love.
我们轻看灵，因为神的灵就是爱的灵。
That's just for babies and women.
我们想说这个只是给婴儿，还有给女人的。
That's just a low thing.
这是很低的事情。
There's no strength in love.
爱里面没有力量。
So we consider.
我们是这样子认为的。
We want power and might.
我们想要势力跟才能。
But there's strange things involved.
但是有一件很奇怪的事情牵涉在其中。
There's the power of law.
有一个能力的法则。
The Jews, the Jewish nation, chose a power of law.
对不起，有一个律法的能力。犹太民族他们选择了律法的能力。
The very terror of it.
而且还有律法的可怕。
Judgment involved.
牵涉到了审判。
Here's my law. Now do it or else.
我的律法在这里，你若不是做，否则。
Yes. What is the power of the police?
还有或者是警察的能力。
Law and the terror of the law.
还有律法的可怕。
That's the power of the city. That's the power of the state. That's the power of the nation.
这就是城，就是州，是国家的法则，一个法律。
And the more laws we make, the more powers we come under.
我们制造了越多的法律，我们就受制于更多的能力。
And so people in power like to make laws for those who are under.
所以当权者他们就喜欢为了下面的人制造了更多的法律，要控制一切。
Bind people's hands.
要把人的手给绑住了。
Force them by terror and by threats.
用恐惧威胁来强迫他们。
That's the way.
就是这样子。
Then we can have a righteous nation.
用这样的方式，我们就变得公义。
Put in all the laws so nobody can do anything that's wrong for anybody.
有了这么多的法律，任何人都没有办法做一些对别人不好的事情了。
And then hire enough policemen.
然后而且要雇佣足够的警察。
And build enough jails.
要盖足够的监狱。
And make enough chains.
要制造出足够的锁链。
Then we'll have a righteous nation.
然后我们就会有一个公义的国家。
That's power.
这是能力。
If you don't think so, wait till you have a traffic ticket and stand before the judge, you tremble. What's he going to say?
如果你不这样想的话，你就等着。
Even for that little trespass.
你就等着，当你收到了交通的罚单，站在法官的面前的时候，你要说什么？即使你犯了一个小小的错。
While law forces you and binds you, makes you do something.
虽然法律是强迫你、约束你、强迫你做一些事情，
At the same time,
同时
it puts war in your heart.
这在你心中放下一个战争。
You hate it.
你恨它。
You fight it.
你会抵抗它。
You do your best to escape it.
你会尽你所能来逃避它。
You try to break that law and get away with it.
你想要违反那个律法而又不受到惩罚。
You try to break the law of speeding and get you a radar detector.
你就试着去买一个雷达侦测器，然后来违反那个速限的法则。
So you can get away with it.
所以你就不会受到惩罚。
Because you're at war with them.
因为你里面在跟他打仗。
It didn't make you want to keep the law. It made you want to break it.
这不会使得你想要遵守法律，反而使你想要去违反法律。
Even though it made you keep it.
尽管你是守着法律了
It could not conquer you.
它没有办法征服你
It could only control your actions.
它只能够控制你的行动
And while it controlled your actions,
当它控制你的行动的时候
It brought reaction into your heart.
却把反应、反行动带到你的心中
And the more it controlled your actions, the more you hated it.
它越控制了你的行动，你就越恨它
Until there's many peopleWho are openly at war with governments.
知道有很多人他们公开的抵抗政府。
And that's why we have coups, and that's why we have change of governments in nation after nation, time after time.
这就是为什么一次一次我们在许多国家看到政变，看到他们抵抗政府。
We all want a righteous nation.
我们都想要有公义的国家。
We all want a righteous people.
我们都想要有公义的百姓。
But how is it to be accomplished?
但是这要怎么样才能够成就呢？
Look at Elijah.
就看以利亚。
The people were worshiping false gods and very unclean and gods of fertility, and it was a filthy nation.
那个时候百姓在拜假神，他们在拜很不洁净的生产的神，那是一个很污秽的国家。
And it burned the soul of the prophet Elijah, one of the greatest prophets that ever lived.
那就让那个有史以来最伟大的先知之一以利亚，他的心中有火在燃烧一样。
And for years, we don't know how long. You know, oh, if I had the power to break it.
有好多年，他都想，我不晓得到底有多少年。他说，我真希望我有能力。
If I could smash this thing and turn Israel back into righteousness.
来粉碎这一切，使以色列又重新归向公义。
God said, "All right, I'll give you some power."
神说好，我要给你一些能力。
I will let you control the rain.
我让你控制雨。
For a period of time.
有一段时间。
Aha.Elijah marched to see the king of Israel.
以利亚他就往前进去看以色列的王。
Said, "Oh, you wicked king!"
说你这位邪恶的王。
I want to tell you something.
我要告诉你一件事。
Jehovah, before whom I stand, has given me a message.
我所侍奉的耶和华给了我一个信息。
I have commanded the rains, and they shall not fall.
我命令雨，雨就必不降落。
Until I command it to fall.
直到我命令它降下来。
And sure enough, a great famine came to the nation.
确实，一个很大的饥荒临到那个国家。
And famines in times like that are very important.
在那个时候，饥荒是很重要的事情。
Oh, now they can have a famine there, but we import things. They have a famine here. It doesn't rain. We import things from here and import things and fly it in and train it in and so on. We don't care if there's a famine.
在这个时代，如果我们这里有了饥荒，我们就从别的地方，不管是用火车或者是用飞机，就进口一些东西，所以我们并不在乎饥荒。
But in those days,
但是在那个时代
，you had a good crop or you starved to death.
你如果没有好的收成，你就会饿死。
Remember the famine in Egypt.
记不记得埃及的饥荒
？The people sold their very selves just to get some bread.
那些人为了得着粮食，甚至把自己都给卖了。
3 years went by.
过了三年
And Israel still didn't repent. Huh?
以色列还是没有悔改
All right, let's go a step further.
好，我们更进一步
I'll send rain.
我要降下雨
Before I send rain, we're going to prove that I'm powerful.
在我降下雨之前，我要证明我是很有能力的
And you know the story.
这故事你们知道
How he said, if God be God,Let him send fire out of heaven. If your gods be God, let them send fire out of heaven.
他说，若神是神，就让他使火从天降。如果你们的神是神，就让他使火从天降。
All took place that way, and the people were scared to death. They thought that fire was going to eat them up too.
这些事情都发生了，人们都吓死了，认为说那个火就要把他们给吞吃掉了。
It fell on the offering and then burned up all the water and burned up, and they were scared.
那个火降在祭物上面，然后把那些水都烧着了。
Oh yes,
百姓非常害怕。
Jehovah God, oh yes, Jehovah God, no, 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 yes, 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 yes.
是的，耶和华是神。是的，是的，他们都很害怕。
And strange enough.
很奇怪的。
Elijah went and destroyed their altars and destroyed their gods and their idols and everything else, but the people did not change.
以利亚把那些拜偶像的祭坛还有偶像那些东西全部都除掉了，但是百姓却没有改变。
The king's wife and the king decided let's kill the prophet and get rid of him.
相反的，王还有王的妻子却决定说要把这个先知给杀掉。
And the prophet was absolutely confused and defeated and frustrated.
这先知就完全的混乱了，非常的挫折，被打败了。
With all that power,
尽管有这么大的能力
it didn't change anything.
却没有改变任何事情。
Not one person repented.
没有一个人悔改。
Not the king.
王没有。
Nor the king's wife.
王后也没有。
Nor any of his counselors.
他的臣子没有。
So what?
那么又如何呢
And you know the strange thing happened to Elijah.
你知道有一件很奇怪的事情发生在伊利亚的身上。
He became angry.
他生气了。
And frustrated.
挫折。
And he lost his faith.
他丢了面。
And he ran away.
他失了信心，他逃跑了。
And he ran out in the desert and sat on a juniper bush and said, "Now let me die."
他跑到旷野里面，坐在罗藤树下，说：“现在让我死吧。
”I've done everything.
我已经做了一切。
Power, might, and fire.
能力、火、势力都有了。
And the mighty rains out of heaven with all their tremendous winds and their thunders and their lightnings.
还有从天降下的大雨，带着雷轰，带着闪电，这一切都没有办法改变人。
It's useless.
这没有用。
I've used the most powerful weapons, and nobody changes.
我已经用过了最有力的武器，但是却没有人改变。
Let me die. Let me die.
让我死好了，让我死。
And then an angel came.
然后有一位天使来了。
And if you look at the story, Elijah was very, very insulting to the angel. He didn't even greet him. Didn't say thank you for anything.
如果你看这故事的话，你会发觉，以利亚对天使非常的侮辱。他是没有跟天使打招呼，也没有跟他谢谢。他说这又如何呢
？Angel prepared a nice meal for him. Said, "Now sit down, Elijah."
天使就为他预备了很好的一顿饭，说：“以利亚，你现在坐下来吃。”
So he didn't say thank you.
他吃了，没有说谢谢你。
And didn't say good night or anything else. Just turned over and went to sleep.
他也没有说完，
made him sleepy.
也没有说什么，反正肚子饱了，他就可以睡得很高兴。
And the angel waited for him to sleep.
天使就等了，让他睡了。
Woke him up again.
然后再把他叫醒。
You better eat some more, Elijah. You got a big trip ahead of you.
跟他说，你未来还有一个很远的路程呢。
And then he sent him off to a cave in a mountain, several days' journey away.
然后天使就把他送到几天路程以外远的一个山里面的洞穴。
Only if I had more power.
他说：“但愿我有更多的能力。”
Fire from heaven, winds and the rain.
火从天降，然后有
power over the rain isn't enough. I need more power.
能够控制雨的能力还不够，我需要更多的能力。
And then God spoke to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?"
然后神就说话了，说：“以利亚，你在这里做什么？”
Well, look what I've done, and now all they want to do is kill me.
你看，我做了这么多的事情，他们想要做的只是把我杀死，这有什么用呢？
Gretchen, you think power is the answer?
你认为能力是答案吗？
Watch.
看着。
And the Lord sent a great wind. I mean, a wind that broke rocks. I never heard of a wind like that.
主就赐下了很大的风，那个风把石头都给击碎了。我从来没有听说过像这样子的风。
Tornadoes that pick up houses and cars, and I know have a friend that saw himself suddenly driving along the top of the telephone post, wondering how they got there and how they were going to get down.
我知道龙卷风可以把房子把车子卷起来，我知道有位朋友他忽然发觉自己在电线杆的上面开车，不晓得他是怎么到那里的，也不晓得他要怎么样下来。
And he got down very softly in the middle of a cornfield, right side up.
他就轻轻地就降在那个玉米田的中间。
But a wind that can break rocks,
但是能够击碎石头的风，
that is a powerful wind, isn't it?
那是很强的风，对不对？
And then God showed me the fire. Oh, I've seen fire before out of him. What's new about that?
神又给他显明火，他说：“哎，火，我以前也看过了，这有什么新鲜的呢？”
And then an earthquake, shake everything.
又四下了地震，然后震动了一切。
Oh, there are terrible things.
那些都是很可怕的事情。
How many of you from Taiwan have felt some big earthquakes?
有多少从台湾的人来的人曾经感觉过大的地震？
They're not nice, are they?
不是很好受的，对不对？
No way.
绝对不是的。
You want power? Look, I can shake the whole earth.
你若要能力，你看我可以震动整个地。
But Elijah felt too rebellious, too at war with everything, with the people, with God.
但是以利亚这个时候已经太悖逆了，他在跟神也在跟人打仗。
He had power, but he didn't have peace.
他有能力，但是他没有平安。
He himself had not changed.
他自己还没有
改变。He believed in power.But he knew that it would not work.
他相信能力，但是他知道能力行不通。
And then God did a strange thing.
然后神做了一件很奇怪的事情。
Pushed all the power away.
把所有的能力都推到一旁。
In a voice so sweet.
在一个这么甜蜜的声音里面。
So soft.
这么柔和。
So full of love.
这么充满爱。
He just said, Elijah.
他只说伊利亚。
Covered his face.
他就把脸都遮盖起来。
He never used power again.
他再也没有用能力。
He never wanted it anymore.
他再也不想要能力。
His whole ministry changed.
他整个的侍奉都改变了。
And then God gave him Elisha so he could train Elisha in a different path.
然后神才把以利沙给他，好让他能够训练以利沙走另外一条不同的路。
Under the ministry of Elisha, people began to change.
人们在以利沙的侍奉之下开始改变了。
Not by power.
不是依靠势力。
By my spirit of love.
而是靠着我爱的灵。
Love's the only thing that can bind your hands and make you love it.
爱是唯一能够绑住你的手，却是你爱的。
Not fight it.
而不会去恨，也不会去抵抗。
Force can make you shut that door.
强制力量可以使你把门关上。
But force cannot make you want to shut the door.
但是强制力没有办法使你想要关门。
Love can make you want to.
爱能够使你想要做。
Love is far more powerful. The spirit of love, for it's the spirit of God.
爱的能力大得多，而神的灵就是爱的灵。
Far more powerful.
它有能力的多。
Because it's God.
因为这是神。
So invisible.
是这么的看不见。
So apparently so weak.
外表上看来是这么的弱。